This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Fleming County farmer says managing the rising cost of inputs is tough on the farm, but he enjoys being his own boss every day. Terry Weiss says their farm is a diversified operation.
We're running about 220 mama cows, and we usually have about 100 feeders on feed and run them up to 750, 800 pounds before we sell. We've got about 20 acres of tobacco and probably 150 acres of alfalfa that I use some of it to sell to horse farm.
Weiss says her farm dates back to his father.
My dad bought the one farm, the home place, in 63. We had a dairy for 50 years. We milked about 120 cows before we quit. Dairy prices just got so bad we had to quit. I farmed as a kid. Then when I got out of high school, I bought my first farm. And
he adds they tried raising industrial hemp, but have not been pleased with the market opportunities.
We tried hemp last year and never have got our money for it, so I ain't going to work for nothing, which I feel like I'm doing anyway. But some days I don't think I'm making anything, but the hemp would have worked for as good if there was just a market for it, but it seems like there's a market for it.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
We enjoy the most productive ag industry in the world, powered by the American farmer. The late radio commentator Paul Harvey spoke at an FFA convention about why God made a farmer. Mr. Harvey said, God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer.